The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Bradley. Senator Stargell.
Here.
Senator Torres. Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Stargell.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We're now going to take up tab 1, CS for SB 1272 on professional regulation by Senator Brandis. And Senator Stargell, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill creates an initial licensing fee waiver for members of the armed forces who serve on active duty, spouses of members of the armed forces, surviving spouses of members of the armed forces, and low-income individuals whose income is below 130% of the poverty level. Additionally, the bill requires DPBR to issue a professional license to an applicant without an initial licensing fee and without meeting other statutory requirements and qualifications if the applicant provides proof of applicant was active duty member or married to an active duty member or was married to an active duty member at the time of the member's death, proof the applicant holds a valid license for the profession issued by other jurisdictions, proof of bonding or insurance, and a set of fingerprints to be used for a statewide criminal history background check. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Any appearance forms on the bill? Is there a debate on the bill? Senator Stargell, you're recognized to close on the bill. Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1272.
Senator Bradley, Senator Stargell,
yes.
Senator Torres, Vice Chair Broxson,
yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1272 is reported favorably. We'll now go to tab 2, SB 1374 on transportation by Senator Perry, and Senator Broxson is presenting for Senator Perry, and you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. On behalf of Senator Perry, he wants to thank you for allowing this bill to be heard. Madam Chairman, there is an amendment and an amendment to the amendment. The amendment basically retain some of the language of the bill, but replaces with the other language.
All right. So we're going to take up barcode 584236 by Senator Perry. Senator Broxson, is that the amendment you explained, or
the amendment to the amendment is frankly just a technical amendment to clean up some language in the bill. That would be barcode 613948.
All right, so could you explain barcode 584236?
Yes, ma'am. This bill basically establishes that the Department of Transportation will erect signage along Veterans Expressway or State Road 589 to commemorate the major military conflicts our brave veterans have served in, including World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Operations Desert Storm, Enduring Freedom, and Iraqi Freedom. That is the amendment. It also will include a tag called the Ethical Ecotourism, and it will at a cost of $25. It also has an additional tag that will deal with honoring the Bronze Star Medal and Bronze Star Medal with Combat 5. That is the amendment.
Are there questions on the amendment? Barcode 584236. Seeing none. There are no questions. So all those in favor of the amendment? No? Oh, sorry. Amendment to amendment. We need to dispose of them together. Barcode 613948, which you did explain or didn't? You explain?
Yes, ma'am. This is no substantive changes, just structural changes in the bill.
Are there any questions on the amendment to the amendment? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms for the amendment to the amendment? Is there a debate on the amendment to the amendment? Senator Broxton, you're recognized to close on the amendment to the amendment. All in favor say of the amendment to the amendment, say aye or yay. Opposed, nay. So the amendment to the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the main amendment, 584236, which Senator Broxton explained. Are there questions on the amendment as amended? Seeing none, appearance forms on the amendment as amended. Is there any debate on the amendment as amended? You're recognized to close on the having waived this close. All those in favor of the amendment say yay. Yay. Those opposed, nay. All right, the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms on the bill as amended? Is there debate on the bill? Senator Broxton, you're recognized to close on the bill. Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1374.
Senator Bradley, Senator Stargell,
yes.
Senator Torres, Vice Chair Broxton, Madam Chair.
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1374 is reported favorably. And well, seeing no further business to come before the, I'm sorry? Thank you. We'll be, I know, stand in a short. We'll now go to tab 3, Senate Bill 1734 on special license plates by Senator Roussan. Senator Roussan, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Let me begin by saying there is an amendment, barcode 527400. At this time, I'll withdraw that amendment.
Thank you. So you're recognized to explain. I'm sorry. Sure. Is that the wrong one?
I'm sorry.
It's
725066.
Yeah, you'd like to keep your Bronze Star bill, right?
Yes.
All right.
And the technical changes that are contained in the other amendment barcode 527400.
All right. Would you explain the amendment?
The amendment just makes technical changes, Madam Chair.
All right. Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Roussan, you're recognized to close on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Yay. Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. And we're showing barcode 725066 withdrawn. And then we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended?
Madam Chair, may I explain the bill?
You may explain your bill. Sorry.
Thank you very much. The bill creates two special military license plates for recipients of the Bronze Star Medal and recipients of the Bronze Star Medal with the V device for Valor. Revenues from the sales of these license plates will be deposited into the Grants and Donations Trust Fund and the State Home Fund for Veterans Trust Fund. That's the bill, as amended.
Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there appearance forms on the bill as amended? Senator Roussan, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wait, close.
Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1734.
Senator Bradley, Senator Stargell,
yes.
Senator Torres, Vice Chair Broxson, Madam Chair.
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1734 is reported favorably. And being no further business to come before the committee. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Senator Broxson moves we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.